Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. What is Israel's military objective in Lebanon and how long might its invasion last? One person who might help us understand what's going on in Lebanon is former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, who led the country during the 2006 Lebanon War and is on the line now. Ehud Olmert, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Hi, good afternoon.
Let's begin with that question. What is Israel's strategy in Lebanon? What does it want to achieve?
This is a question that I ask myself. How can I answer you? I don't know.
Yes, you are a critic of Prime Minister Netanyahu. What do you think he wants to achieve? Hello, Ehud Olmert, can you hear me?
Speculation. I can only say that the Israeli government says, and the spokesman of the military of Israel says, that we need to push away the Hezbollah from the border in order to be able to bring back the Israeli citizens who were forced out of their homes for the last year, about 80,000 of them. And in order to do that, Israel needs to destroy the infrastructure that they have built just across the border from a distance of 20 meters, 50 meters, 100 meters. All the villages there were actually one big bunker, according to the Israeli spokesman, that was established in order to allow the Hezbollah to attack every point in the north part of the state of Israel. And therefore, that's what they say they want to achieve, which, by the way, is entirely acceptable and legitimate. What I think is that if we will not have an agreement, how can we make sure that after we push them from across the Litani River, that they will not come back to the border? So if there is not any strategy, then we will have to stay in Lebanon, 40 kilometers deep into Lebanon, which is entirely unacceptable and I think is bad for Israel. Therefore, we need an agreement. If we need an agreement, perhaps we should make the agreement before we will start the ground invasion of the south of Lebanon. That basically is my position. But to tell you that I know exactly what is the strategy of the government, I'm not certain about it.
Do you agree, though, that the invasion of Lebanon, it comes with huge cost? We've already seen millions of people displaced. Hundreds of people in Lebanon have lost their lives on top of what we've already seen in Gaza, with thousands of people losing their lives, and many of them innocent people. Does the massive cost matter to Prime Minister Netanyahu?
I respect your sensitivity for the Lebanese. Well, why didn't you ask me, how about the fact that for a whole year now, the Hezbollah are shooting from Lebanon every day 100, 200, 300 rockets against all the northern part and the center part of the state of Israel as well, and that more than a million Israelis day in, day out are sitting in the shelters, in the safe rooms because they are attacked, and so many Israelis were killed as a result of this. So it's not a one-sided, provocative initiative by Israel. This is something that started by the Lebanese, by Hezbollah, against Israel, forced out 80,000 Israelis from their homes and for a whole year now. And all of the northern part of the state of Israel is almost completely empty and destroyed by the daily rockets of the Hezbollah. I don't think that it justifies killing on the other side. Don't get me wrong. I'm against it. I'm in favor of an agreement that will provide security and a sense of security for the Israelis living in the north, for the Lebanese that are living in the south, and that there will be no terrorist organizations in the area to compromise it. Mm. That's what I'm in favor of. But it's a two-sided story here.
Yes.
They started it. They started it, and they are shooting every day, including yesterday, in the Yom Kippur of the Jewish people, more than 300 rockets into the north part of Israel.
We now, though, have a situation where things have advanced even further. We have United Nations peacekeepers in South Lebanon who have been injured. One of them was wounded by gunfire on Friday. Do you believe...
Regrettably, we should be very sad about it. It's terrible, no question about it.
But do you believe Israel is deliberately targeting UN peacekeepers in South Lebanon?
No. Listen. Ask me about the Israeli government. You'll not hear one good word about them, okay? But don't break it further into the Israeli soldiers. No Israeli soldier will deliberately shoot at a UN force just because they don't like him. I mean, it's totally impossible. There is not such a policy. The Israeli government will not dare give an order, and no Israeli commander in the army will give an order to a soldier to shoot in deliberately against UN forces or against civilians. It said that it happened, and we should inquire it, and we should take measures against those who did it. But I'm almost absolutely certain, you know, by the way, that a very sizable part of the Israeli soldiers that were killed in the war in Gaza and in Lebanon were killed by Israeli soldiers shooting them. And this is certainly not because of any deliberate action, but because of mistakes, because of the complexity of the battlefield, because of the presence of so many different units and soldiers and so on and so forth. So it may have, when it happens that Israelis kill Israelis, it may have happened by indeliberately that they also shot at the UN.
We still don't know how long the occupation of Lebanon by Israel is going to last. We don't know what's going to happen next. How do you think this ends?
I hope it will end up soon by an agreement that will be brokered by America and France for a comprehensive understanding about the outstanding disputes that there are between Israel and Lebanon about the border points and about the Sheba farms. This is something that I believe can be settled, should be settled. The sooner the better. And this is why I thought that before we start on a ground invasion of the south of Lebanon, we should have exhausted all the possible options of an agreement that would have resolved it completely and comprehensively.
All right. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, thank you very much for speaking with us today.